You're listening to All Things Considered on Utah Public Radio. Good afternoon. I'm Carrie Bringhurst. During UPR Newsline, conservation groups are applauding the Obama administration's final decision today of protecting 1 million acres of public land around Grand Canyon National Park from new uranium mining. Interior Secretary Ken Salazar announced a record of decision that will establish a 20-year ban on new uranium mining and mining of current claims. Joining me is Taylor McKinnon. He is with the Center for Biological Diversity based out of Flagstaff, Arizona. Mr. McKinnon, what is the Center for Biological Diversity's interest in today's decision?
And the center works on endangered species protection, and that includes protecting the public lands and waters upon which imperiled species depend.
And so that would include areas around the Grand Canyon?
Absolutely. Yeah, the Grand Canyon National Park and its surrounding lands are a biodiversity hotspot. There are many threatened and endangered species there. There are species there who occur nowhere else in the world. The Grand Canyon region is one of the recovery sites for the endangered California condor. There are four species of endangered fish in the Colorado River. All these species depend upon water, and the vast majority of Grand Canyon's surface water, aside from Colorado River, comes from springs, and those springs are fed by aquifers that extend miles north and south of the park, and it's those aquifers that uranium mining would threaten to contaminate and deplete.
Now, there is already some uranium mining that's taking place in those areas. Is that true?
There's one mine that's operating, and it's called the Arizona One Mine, and it's 5 or 6 miles north of Grand Canyon National Park. It's one that the center and others right now are litigating over.
Is there any indication on this existing uranium mine that it is affecting the aquifers in the area?
We don't know because no one's actually measuring the aquifer. And that's another one of the problems that attends new mining or existing mining is that there's no monitoring to detect pollution. And even if there were monitoring to detect pollution, once it were detected, it would be impossible to clean up. There's no way to remediate an aquifer that's located thousands of feet below rock. So the uranium industry can't ensure, they can't guarantee that that pollution would not happen. If it did happen, it would be impossible to clean up. That's not a risk that we should be taking.
Today's decision by the Interior Secretary Ken Salazar comes after more than 2 years of discussing the mining claims and a possible ban. What does today's decision do long term for this ban and protection of the Grand Canyon?
It prevents new mining claims, and it prevents any development, exploration, or mining on existing mining claims for which there are no valid existing rights. What that means is that if there are existing mining claims out there for which miners have not demonstrated to the federal government that there is a economically viable mineral resource, then those existing claims get wiped off the map. So at best, there could be attempts to open perhaps a half dozen old mines or new mines on existing claims that have valid existing rights, but even those will be met with challenge.
So we're being told that today's decision will result in a long-term delay or ban of the new mining claims. Does that mean you can sit back and relax on this issue?
To some degree, but not entirely. I mean, we expect there to be legal challenges to these protections, which we will need to defend against, and we will also continue to challenge any proposals to open old mines that are grandfathered in within the 1 million acre area.
There are those who would argue that the impact that this will have on energy development, economic development, should also be taken into consideration. How would you answer to that?
You take a big, thorough look at that question. And when we talk about economic impacts, we also need to look at the economic impacts of the uranium industry's failure to clean up its legacy to date. There are, right now, several hundred abandoned uranium mines in the Four Corners region that have not been cleaned up. The cost of cleaning those mines up, the cost of cleaning up the many aquifers that are already contaminated from past uranium mining stretches well into the billions of dollars. Those are costs that the public will ultimately have to incur. So when the uranium mining industry starts doing full cost accounting for their actions and their pollution, then we can have a serious discussion about what the economic impacts about prohibiting some mining are.
Taylor McKinnon with the Center for Biological Diversity, based in Flagstaff, Arizona, speaking with us today about Interior Secretary Ken Salazar and his decision to ban on new mining claims along the Grand Canyon area. Taylor, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you.
I'm Carrie Bringhurst, and you're listening to All Things Considered on Utah Public Radio, your favorite public radio station for UPR Newsline.